Heart Than Talent Radio.
More Heart Than Talent Radio is brought to you today by the Golden Mastermind Seminars blog. If you own a business, you're in sales, or you want to overcome your emotional state, the Golden Mastermind Seminars blog is designed to shortcut the learning curve so you can reach your goals quickly. You'll find topics about prospecting, closing, emotional resilience, prosperity, and so much more. Go to goldenmastermind.com/blog to check the Golden Mastermind Seminars blog now. Today's content will be focused on silencing your critical advisor, releasing your tendencies to be and stay overwhelmed, and avoid and procrastinate. It's going to be a fabulous call for you this afternoon. So just a few quick announcements. This Saturday, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, unequivocally one of my favorite cities in the United States. That will be Saturday from 9 until about 3:30, 4 o'clock. Hosted by Joe DiBianca. Joe is one of my top clients, and in the last 7 years, Joe has gone on to become a very, very successful personal development, self-improvement, and life coach. July 28th, I'll be taking a rare break. I'll be back out in the field on August 3rd and 4th. I'll be in Chicago, Illinois, with Mikhail Jessen on Friday, August 3rd, and then I'll be at the Hilton Hotel in Chicago, Illinois, at the Rosemont. And there'll be more information on forthcoming events coming up in the very near future. So with that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of today's call. Now, if you find yourself avoiding, if you're a chronic avoider, and you're someone who spends a lot of time in your head, it means you spend a lot of time talking to your critical advisor. This is self-talk. Many people do not understand that the words that they use create their outcome. So when you use words like kinda, sorta, guess, I don't know, a large percent of the population doesn't know why they do what they do. If you don't know why you do what you do, then you'll continue to perpetuate the same set of feelings that will drive the same set of emotions that will create the same outcome. For you to be able to let go, which means separating your feelings from the events, means that you would be able to change your communication style with self so you're not critical. Now, I ask my clients this question many times, and I ask this in live audiences. Can you finish today without being critical? And if that answer is yes, then you're in a process of having a day of recovery. Now, that day of recovery that you seek to create is going to be able to separate your feelings from events, meaning that you will no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. So now if you internalize these feelings, if you hold on to these feelings, then what you end up doing is you give these feelings to fatherly figures, mother figures, brother and sister figures, based on unresolved issues from the past. So when you're critical of self, there's a high probability you'll be critical of others. Many of us grow up in families where there are flaw finders, people that we're not good enough for. We have to validate, justify, and explain ourselves. Now, if you find yourself validating, justifying, explaining yourself, not only have you repeated a behavior, but you now the behavior has become a condition, and that condition has become a huge percent or a huge, huge part of your personality. And your personality always is going to be your own personal reality of how you see yourself and how you see the world. Now, as you go into recovery, and you're going to recover from the events that shape your feelings, you want to be able to separate self and feelings from events that shape them. This is the definition of letting go, the ability to separate your feelings from the events that shapes them. Now, what does that actually mean? It means that when we are growing up, we have a series of events. We get picked on at school. We don't make the sports team. We get picked on last. We flunk a test. We get labeled as having ADD or a slow learner. Or we get held back in a class. We have to repeat the third grade. Then we're called dumb, stupid, and a bunch of names. And if you're upstairs in your house and you're about to go downstairs, and before you go downstairs, there's conflict in your house, there's arguments, there's addictions, there's conflict going on in your house, your body starts to react to the stimulus of what's going on. Now, as you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, then you can objectively take a look at the situation that you live through and start to separate your feelings from that. But if you find yourself chronically avoiding, meaning you approach and avoid, it's like you walk up to a success, but you're more concerned with failing than succeeding, and you go back down and sit down on the bench. And when you get on the bench, you pick up your personal development books, your self-improvement books, you listen to podcasts, downloads, you specialize in shelf help, You put a lot of energy into being educated. And education is not the key to success. It is a component. Inspiration with an action plan practiced daily is what creates repetition and experience. And that repetition and experience is what creates auto-suggestion, which explains the phenomenon of why certain people can hit a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, a 93-mile curveball, circle bases, and hit what is called a home run. Now, for you to be able to be that kind of athlete, you would also have to be that kind of business owner. Now, being an athlete requires a lot of talent. Being a business owner requires a lot of habits, skills, and mindset, coupled when it's factored doing the same thing over and over over a long period of time. And as you begin to separate your feelings from the events and you're no longer the mind-body connection, then you won't find yourself creating congestion. You won't be living your upper respiratory. You won't hold on to situations. You won't be as chronically ill. You won't have colds as frequently. You won't have hay fever. And you won't create diseases because of the overwhelmed state that you are in. If you're overwhelmed, there's also a high probability that you are unorganized. Now, if you are unorganized, you're also undisciplined. Discipline means disciple of. And as you become a disciple of success, then you will start to embody success. It means that you start to buy into it. Rather than stand on the back side of it or on the other side of the glass, you start to step through the glass. And you start to understand that glass is breakable. And that glass is breakable allows you to break through. Breaking through is a change in your own emotional, physical, and vocabulary philosophy. It's for you to be able to change your self-talk. In your self-talk, you use words that are much more centered in the present, in the now, so that you begin to persuade yourself and you start to not only talk yourself out of it, but you start to persuade yourself into whatever that is that you're seeking to create. As you begin to let go of the stories that you tell yourself, specifically around abandonment and rejection. Now, what the brain does is take a picture of an event from the past, holds on to it, then creates meaning out of it. And so if rejection is a part of your wheelhouse, if rejection is something that hinders you, if rejection is something you talk about a lot, it's also a direct reflection of feelings of being rejected and abandoned. As you begin to have a better understanding and metacognition, understand why you do what you do, as you begin to see what happened in your past, as you're able to forgive the people and situations in your past, as you're able to begin to live in gratitude, then your energy begins to change. That's your consciousness. And your consciousness is a direct reflection of your esteem. Your esteem is regard for self. Now, when you have regard for others, that's good. That you can empower others. But as you empower others, it's also important that you empower self. So that at the same time that you're out there, when your brain says, I want to help the world, I want to help people, well, also you want to have yourself in the same equation because you want to be able to empower self. And as you empower self without feeling selfish, then you're able to raise your vibration. You're able to increase your ability to transmute your feelings. You're able to articulate your words in a different form, in a different fashion that you've been accustomed to in the past. And as you begin to be and stay here and now, as you become present, as you're consciously aware of why you do what you do, then you're able to now shift and change your energy. That simple shift in energy will allow you at some point to change who and what you attract. I had the privilege of watching a Facebook Live today with two of my most exceptional clients that I've ever coached, Bridget Bartley and Diane Hughes Hunt. I was watching Diane and Bridget, great interview. If you haven't had a chance to see it, definitely watch that interview. But these are two women who are unequivocally in the process of transformation. Now, last Saturday, I said to Diane, do you have any men in the team you're building? In the direct sales business that you're in, do you have any men? Do you realize that you may not have, you may have some emotions that are blocking you from attracting that type of person in your reality? Well, the brain operates as a transmitter and a receiver in a very relaxed state of consciousness called awareness. I put an idea into her awareness and her consciousness, and she informed me today that through that one idea, three different men have shown up in her enterprise. So see, it's that simple. It's not a how do I, it's not a I don't understand. But when you continue to stay in an overwhelmed, I don't understand, I'm not sure, how do I do this? I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so unorganized, I don't know where to begin. When you live in that kind of emotional overload called overwhelm, you can't operate in a relaxed state of consciousness. The body does not perform its best when your back's against the wall. Your body performs best in a relaxed state of consciousness. Your body performs its best when you are here and you are now. Your body performs best when you let go. Your body performs best when your body and brain are one and that you are one with, not separate from. And as you are in your power, that means that you are actually in your esteem. Your esteem is yourself. You start to find out who you really are. But if you continue to speak into existence, I don't know who I am. I don't even know where I'm going. Well, that means you have no clarity. It means that you have a lot of overwhelmed feelings left and unresolved issues. Now, there is not a how do I. It starts with an I am. I'm in a position today to let go. I'm in a position today to change. All transformation begins with word, followed by action. Action can only be perpetuated one day at a time. Action is not about the future. Action is about today. It's if you've already avoided this morning, then you can be something about it this afternoon. It's not what you do, it's who you be first. So if you're being anxious, then the first situation you want to address is letting go of that anxiety. Anxiety is based on unresolved issues that are repressed and held on to, that the brain continues to create meaning out of based on a past event that you continue to hold on to. So when you give meaning to being violated from the past and you bring that into the present, well, then you're going to have challenges with rejection. Because your body screams, talking to someone can get me in trouble. Getting in trouble can prove that I'm bad, can prove that I'm wrong. So what I'm going to do not to be wrong is avoid, then I'll be disappointed. And unfortunately, what that does is creates the win-lose dichotomy. You have an intention to win, but you end up losing because you don't follow through. And that's what so many people do. They put so much energy into winning or losing. Well, in self-esteem, esteem is love. Esteem doesn't require recognition or rewards. Esteem is love, and it doesn't get rejected because esteem is esteem. Esteem does not get overwhelmed because esteem is relaxed. The more you relax, the more you let go. You'll be in a state of consciousness awareness called being. And it's in that state of being that you begin to attract your reality, thoughts, feelings, insight, wisdom from infinite intelligence and other sources of energy that allow you to transmute on command. And that ability to be and stay in the present is also going to allow you to be able to figure situations out much easier. You'll have more creativity and innovation. You'll become much more iconic. You'll walk into a room with no expectations of getting the table or not getting the table because you know it's already done by define, and you're not giving energy to situations that don't happen. Now, in setting goals, clearly defined short-term goals, you learn to be that person who's a goal setter and a goal achiever one day at a time, one week at a time, one month at a time, 90 days at a time. And as you begin to let go, meaning separating your feelings from the events, then your energy begins to change. And in that change, your vibration begins to be uplifted. Your consciousness becomes more powerful in a non-physical, but in a linear, transmutational, transformational type of energy that magnetizes and polarizes to your reality the very thought forms that you are speaking. But when your thought forms become words that are reality, saying that I'm not good enough, this always happens to me, I don't know what to say, I don't know if I can put myself out there, I get tongue-tied, I trip all over myself, I don't want to be rejected. And so if you come from that state, place, and you're coming from a state of force, and as you try to force yourself to be someone or force yourself to do something, then now you've created your own counterforce. And this is what so many people do. The communication style they communicate is a communication style of their own critical advisor. If it's been whispered in your ear thousands and thousands of times that you're not good enough, if you've been violated, traumatized, and this has not been recognized, absolved, or released, or let go of, then your body will run your brain. So when you're about to approach someone, your body goes into fight or flight. Instead of approaching, you ask, how do I approach someone? Well, you don't approach in a relaxed body. You ask someone a relaxed question. How are you today? How's life treating you? Where are you going today? Where are you from? What do you do for a career? Is this a good vocation? It becomes that simple. Now, the function of your inner critic is to keep you in alignment with your guilt and shame. Your guilt and your shame, once again, are going to be a direct reflection of events that are unresolved. So someone asked me today, do I have to resolve every issue? Not necessarily, but the issues that you can recall, you can remember, that you hold on to, are what creates the neurological network of neurons that wire and fire that form your feelings. And if you spend a lot of times in feelings of anxiety, then your body's going to be in fight or flight a lot. I mean, this is just science. And the more you understand that I am brilliant enough, I am good enough, I'm capable enough of letting go, then you practice letting go as a skill. And letting go as a skill starts to become a reality. And that reality starts to become a habit. So habitually, you begin to let go on command. And this explains the phenomenon of addiction versus recovery. Now, if you're emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, it's going to show up in other physical forms. It's going to show up in chronic debting. It's going to show up in compulsive dieting, chronic exercising, over-exercising. You're going to run marathons to prove you're good enough. You'll take on Herculean feats. You'll overwhelm yourself. You'll take on four or five business ventures and get nowhere. And you'll take on all types of random acts of charity and kindness to prove that you're good enough. Now, some of those situations are very empowering and enlightening. However, but if you're doing something to prove you're good enough, then you're not good enough. Because when you don't get the reward in the win-lose dichotomy, when you lose, then that when anytime you lose, then you're not good enough. But in esteem, there is no win and loss. So a good day is not a win or a loss. A good day is a good day because all days are good days. When all days are good days, and when someone goes, oh, that's impossible. That's right. That would be for you, Chief. So when someone says it's impossible to be positive, well, that's true. But being conscious isn't about being positive. Being conscious is about being aware. You can be aware all day long without being positive or negative. But when you put force and pressure on yourself to be positive, then you're positive with a lot of intensity, and that positivity will burn you out. Now, being positive is a component of the transformation that you seek to create. Being positive really is synonymous with the word belief. Belief means sense of certainty. In a relaxed sense of certainty, you're able to easily and effortlessly let go. So as you let go of the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings, then you will be you and you will be free. As you're able to step into that state of consciousness called emotional freedom, now you've separated your feelings from events. You will tend to not avoid nearly as frequently as you have in your past situations. Now, you don't control negative feelings. That's what many people attempt to do. You're not in control of anything because control is illusion. So negative feelings are going to show up over and over as long as you continue to tell yourself you don't understand. Negative feelings will continue to perpetuate your emotional state because you haven't practiced the art of letting go. And when you continue to say, I don't know, I don't understand, I don't know why this happened to me, and when you continue to live in this loop, the negativity, which is going to be more about abandonment and rejection, negativity and resentment are going to be a common commonality that will show up in your emotional state. So how do I stop these negative thoughts? Well, first of all, a negative thought, once again, is based on an unresolved issue. And as you begin to be aware of the way you communicate, you can virtually change like that. Yes, that is true. You can change. It's not a miracle. It's practical. It's reality. It's a commitment to change. You can virtually move into recovery after 14 years of addiction with one decision, one commitment. And this happens when you're ready. This also happens when the pain is great enough. Now, the pain is great enough syndrome is not a situation that I would suggest that you practice living in. And you do not produce your best in when your back's against the wall. You produce your best in a relaxed body. Now, that relaxed body syndrome that you learned, that's yoga, that's Pilates, that's light stretching, exercise, breathing, being here, being now, being present. No, this isn't airy-fairy. This is reality. So when you're able to learn to take deep, longer breaths in your abdomen, it assists you to release the neurons that wire and fire that create an emotion based on a past event. Every time you take a deep breath, it gives you about 8 to 15 seconds of a place called now. It gives you allow space. It gives you permission space. It gives you this space to be you and be here and be now. As you understand, as you start to understand why you do what you do, then you will begin to catch yourself in mid-sentence. That is a breakthrough. Anytime you say kinda, sorta, I guess, and you catch yourself in mid-sentence, and you say, no, not kinda, I am. As you begin to live in an I am state, as you begin to live present, instead of saying, I guess, I know, so when you start to catch yourself in mid-sentence, now you're starting to wire a new brain. The objective is not to rewire, it's to put in a whole new set of harnessing. Through the harnessing, you put in the wires. The wires connect to the new brain, the place called now, the place called the present. So the significance that you give events no longer have the same significance because you are practicing recovery and forgiveness. Now, forgiveness allows you to forgive self and others so that you're no longer a mind-body connection to events that form an emotion. The emotions that form anxiety keep you perpetuating the same set of avoidance tendencies over and over. I hate my job. I've had clients say this so they'll hate their job all day. Then they bring this hate to their home, not really understanding that that hate their job syndrome doesn't mean you have to love your job, but you want to respect yourself enough to give your best effort. But if you're a job hating it, how can you possibly be in a relaxed body? You may not agree, you may not like, but if you're coming from that state, then quit your job. No one has you handcuffed to that job. But the minute you say, but you don't understand, I have a mortgage. I do understand. I've had them before. Several of them. I'm a real estate investor. I do understand that having a mortgage is indented servitude. And I understand that when you're no longer in debt, that you're free of debt. But when you change your focus and focus on a result rather than the problem, your energy begins to change. So for those of you who are saying, oh, I hate my job, I hate my career, I hate my boss, well, that's creating a whole set of neurochemicals that is not conducive to being in a relaxed body. And in the relaxed body, you can go to your job and perform admirably around all the circumstances that are happening there. You can learn to neutralize your boss by neutralizing your emotional state. So when you don't have to love the situation, but you want to be able to understand why you do what you do. You want to create an exit strategy, and that exit strategy is free enterprise. And if you have a business that's floundering, well, do your best to resurrect that business, or perhaps you might require letting go of that business and find a situation that inspires you. Because when you're inspired, you're bringing a different level of emotion to the table. You're bringing a different level of energy to the table. You're bringing the DNA. You're bringing the juice. And when you say, see a chief in a very relaxed body, and you have no intention of showing anyone up or proving anyone wrong, when you can easily and effortlessly let go, then you're now changing your flow. You change your whole energy. But when you're focused on making someone wrong, then you're going to attract other wrong seekers to your reality so you can be and stay in conflict. I know a lot about this. I spent a lot of my life being angry. I've been an angry giver. I've been an angry producer. I've been just angry a lot of my life. And so this would create this grindy grind where people go, oh my God, dude, you're really intense. And I go, I'm not intense. What do you mean I'm intense? And so I would get intense when someone would tell me how intense I was. Or when someone would tell me I was angry, I'd get angry. They were pointing out my anger. And I lived on anger. That was the edge that I lived on. Now, some people live on niceness. I was living on that anger edge, that cardio cocktail. And I thought my anger was passion. But no, it was anger. I was pissed off. And it was that kind of anger that would burn out. I'd be able to produce short term and then exhaust myself. And then the people I'd bring into my culture wouldn't produce, so I could be angry at them. And it would just be kind of this reciprocal situation where I couldn't really get anywhere. I was the homie hamster in the wheel in free enterprise, going nowhere fast, barely keeping my head above water, putting in 14, 15 hours a day, telling myself I'm paying the price. What I was really paying the price of was TMJ and overwhelmed anger. So I was avoiding success in a different way because I couldn't really break through this. When I started to understand the issues that I held on to, and I had a better understanding of why I do what I do, when I began to systematically let go of the cause that created the effect, then my energy started to shift. And then in 1 year, they all showed up. It was amazing. Can happen to you. Happened to me in 1996. I have a friend named T.C. Bradley, who is an unequivocal rock star on LinkedIn, who ran an ad in the USA Today back in the day. I answered that ad, and that ad changed my life because I came into a company. I became the number one income earner in a direct sales company back in the day. And I even started that very angry. But by the time I finished that 2.5-year mentorship and that whole 2.5-year period of my life, I'd moved to a different state of consciousness, and it showed up with the people who showed up. Now, this can happen to you when, not if. This can happen to you as, not if. This can happen to you now, not if. This can happen to you right this moment, as long as you let go. And it's not as long as you let go, when you let go of all this conflict and chaos and drama and emotional overwhelm that you stay in, you'll begin to change who and what you attract. And if the minute you say, yeah, but, you don't understand, my situation's unique. Everyone has a unique situation. Your situation is equally as unique as anyone else. And as you begin to let go of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape feelings. Now, I want to thank you for being here today because this is history, H-I-S-T-O-R-Y. I'm a very, very big history advocate of the United States of America, the world. My father was a world history teacher. I've studied a lot of history, and this is history for me because back in 1998, I started this call officially at 5 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time as a women's workshop about 6 blocks right over there, and that was at 620 South Central. Now I live right here, 989 Oxford Way. I've lived here for 20 years, produced on this desk, More Heart Than Talent, at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is historical because today was UNO, number one, the number one call that in the afternoon. This call will be each and every Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, because we understand Facebook Live is Facebook Live, and my staff of Chris Shar, Carolyn Olson, and Alec Friels, and now Richard Colfers, who's part of our staff, we know that situations can happen out of our control. But we have a command of what we do, so we have this little unit right here. So every call will also be recorded, and this will be uploaded to iTunes and Podomatic. So Chris Shar is sitting right over here. He's in the control booth at GMS. So this call will be available tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning, perhaps even today. I'll find out exactly when it goes up. But each and every Tuesday or Wednesday, this call will also be available as it has for the last 20 plus years. Now, if you're on this inaugural call today and you've not taken advantage of one of my free 20-minute coaching sessions, it used to be 15, but now I offer 5 minutes extra added value, free 20-minute coaching call, feel free to go to Facebook, send me your phone number and what you'd like me to assist you with, and I will honor you with a free 20-minute coaching call, and I'll get back to you ASAP. Also, in your email, watch for the JCIC. Chris Shar and Carolyn Olson brought an idea to me about 6 months ago on my inner coaching circle, and you're going to see that there's going to be more and more of that. And tomorrow, we're going to do our inaugural coaching call at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Halfway through the month of July, you have a great day. Thank you for listening to More Heart Than Talent Radio. If you enjoyed today's content and are committed to creating 7 figures in the next 12 to 24 months, you can receive a copy of my 7 Steps to 7 Figures audio program for 50% off today. Let me ask you this. Do you frequently ask yourself, how do I questions? Do you feel stuck at a financial plateau? Do you suffer from entrepreneurial seizure? Would you like to learn the steps to reach 7 figures? The impact of mastering the daily disciplines of a 7-figure income earner can assist you to change your finances, improve your relationships, improve your self-esteem, and so much more. But only if you know the steps to take to get there. To receive your audio download instantly of my audio program, 7 Steps to 7 Figures, go to goldenmastermind.com/7 to receive the training now.